We have a great show for you today. You know, last week we talked about healing in certain ways, and today we're going to continue that conversation with Reverend Dr. Trinace Talbert. She's the author of Doors of Light, The Awakening Has Begun, and the talk show host of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. She's been an ordained metaphysical minister since 2001. She spent the first 5 years of her ministry exclusively focused on taking the message of healing and transformation to maximum and minimum security prisons for men. She's devoted her life to studying, practicing, and sharing the art of healing in its many forms. So with that, we'd like to welcome the 360 Information Network once again, Dr. Trinace Talbert. How are you this morning, Doctor?
Doing wonderful. Thank you, Vince. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Glad to have you once again. This past week, thanks to our dear friend and brother, Wayne B. Chandler, I was privileged to attend a Qigong summit. It was a 5-day event, and they had several practitioners on, and there was just so much information in there. I thought that perhaps today we could talk about Qigong and its relevance and the ways that it can create and enhance healing in the body. You know, they talked about Qigong as a magic elixir, and it's using your breath, that magical thing that you have that you do involuntarily every day, and it has so much potential to unblock and just open you up to new ways to heal your body that don't depend on allopathic medicine. And I know in our previous conversation on the air, we talked a lot about the paradigm shift between natural healing and natural medicine to allopathic medicine. So we can talk about that a little, but I want to really talk about things that we can do to enhance healing in our body. So as we get started, we have a few minutes before we take our first break. If you could just give the listener an idea of the types of modalities that you are involved with and what your background is as a holistic practitioner.
Well, the modality that I prefer is energy medicine. And I know a lot of people probably don't know what that is, but that is a collective of many types of healing. And not only is it the energy of your own body that you use as medicine for other people, but also frequency medicine using Dr. Wright's frequencies, which along with that, we can bring in the plasma and photonic energy, light energy. So these are the forms that I prefer, as well as our herbology and using the energy of the earth. So, and again, Qigong is definitely part of that because it is using the energy of our bodies to heal. Not only can we use that for ourselves, but we can use that for others when you learn how to harness it. So my background takes me all the way back to when I was 19 years old. That's when I started studying natural healing. And I started with herbology. And then that moved me into homeopathy. And from there, it just opened up doors to many other things, Ayurvedic medicine, all types of energy medicine from around the world. And these are the things that people are going to have to go back to because they are truly the only things that can help you heal. Everything else is a treatment, and it's making things worse, and we see that.
So you talked about using frequency, and you mentioned Dr. Rife. Let the folks know who Dr. Rife was and what he brought to the world.
Dr. Royal Raymond Rife was a physician back in the 1920s, and he developed very high technical microscope. And the microscope used light to stain viruses, bacteria, microbes. And it was the only one known in the world that was able to do that. He constructed it himself. And as far as we know, no one else has ever made a microscope like that again. And through his use of this microscope, he was able to witness the microbes die when he used frequencies to kill them. So the problem is today is everything in allopathic medicine, and that's the medicine you go to the hospital to get. They use dead people to practice on, and they use dead microbes. So you can't see how to maintain life by dealing with something that's already dead. And they have no way of killing things because they're already dead. So their medicine really is a medicine that's created from death, basically. And it creates more death. But the medicine that Dr. Rife created through the frequencies is he literally was able to see what he wanted as an outcome by using the microscope. So if he wanted to kill a microbe, he could see it alive first and then see the frequency move through it and destroy it. Or if he wanted to help heal something, he could see the frequency move through it and see how it helped heal it. So this is why this medicine has been so profound, and it has been something that was taken away from us. It was coveted and covered up. But today it is reemerging throughout the world, and there are people and scientists around the world who have come together to bring life back to humanity because we need it. We definitely need it at this time.
So if I'm understanding what you're saying that a frequency can be generated, and the frequency that's generated can be focused upon something that is causing a problem within the body. And because of the impact of this frequency generated, affecting whatever that is, that bacteria or virus or whatever, it can be eliminated.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Okay. We're going to dive into exactly how that works and explore some of the other modalities that you have mentioned and shared with us in previous programs. Our intention is to refresh the minds and the memories of those who listen to 360 Info Network and just let them know that there are alternatives to the current ways that they are addressing pain and dysfunction in their body, and you can get relief from some of the most devastating illnesses that you can imagine. These tools are right here in Cleveland, Ohio, and we urge you to take advantage of them so that you can bring an end to the suffering that you might be undergoing right now. You're listening to 360 Info Network right here on AM 1490 WERE with Hamtonio and yours truly, Vince Robinson. Our guest is Dr. Trinace Talbert. She is a holistic practitioner practicing right here in Cleveland. We're blessed to have her, and hopefully you'll be able to take advantage of what she has to offer. We'll be right back with more 360 Info Network after these messages. Welcome back to 360 Info Network with Hamtonio, Vince Robinson, and our guest this morning, Reverend Dr. Trinace Talbert, the author of Doors of Light, The Awakening Has Begun, and a talk show host. Her show is Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. She's an ordained metaphysical minister since 2001. Welcome back to 360 Info Network, the Reverend Dr. Trinace Talbert. So, as we were going into break, we were just talking about Dr. Royal Rife and this fabulous invention that he came up with. It's a frequency machine, and I have one, and I'm definitely going to have to connect with Dr. Talbert because I have it. I've looked at the owner's manual, and I still don't know how to use it, but we're going to get that sorted out somehow, some way, and I can begin to get the benefits from that, as well as we have a friend that is out of state. His name is Tom Palladino, and he has something called Scalar Light, and we want to talk about that before the hour is over. But I just want the listening audience to get a better idea of how this frequency situation works. So how can you use frequencies in your own everyday regular life to create healing in your body?
Well, you can use them in many ways. There's several different frequencies that are offered online. You can go on YouTube and play certain frequencies for healing, or you can go a little bit deeper. There's frequency machines like what you have purchased, Vince. There's many different types of frequency machines out there. So you do need to do your homework to make sure you're getting one that can really help. Because, again, where people see there's an opportunity to make money, then they become a little bit unscrupulous and they create different things that don't really work. So you just need to do your research, but you can also bring frequency into your life through music, through singing. And this is what people don't understand. Our voice is the most powerful frequency medicine that we can use right now. And toning your voice and going through just certain notes brings about healing vibrations in the body. Our bodies are mostly water. So vibrations, frequencies pass through the body very easily. And this is the type of thing that we need to learn about, again, how music affects our body, how music either can help you heal or it can create more problems in the body. So there's many different forms of frequency medicine, vibration medicine that have been lost. Again, going outside, putting your feet on the ground, grounding, that's also a form of energy medicine. Because the earth is resonating a certain frequency. And when you connect to Mother Earth, you begin to receive that. You can also put the clay of the earth on the body. That's another form of healing. So I would love to share with your listening audience about the calcium bentonite. The healing properties of this clay is just enormous. And again, this is something that we've lost knowledge of, and it is now reemerging. It is actually volcanic ash that has aged over time. But this calcium bentonite, it's a clay that you can do facial masks with, body clays. You can soak in it in the bath. It's activated through water. So it really works very powerful in its colloidal form when you put it in water. You can also take the liquid calcium bentonite, and that in itself, what it does is, just like the volcano, it's using all the minerals of the earth. You know, the rock is minerals. So this is full of minerals, and it absorbs the toxins out of the body. And one tablespoon of the liquid calcium bentonite can absorb over 8,100 square feet of toxins. That's how powerful it is. And this is very ancient. This has been used in every culture around the world, and many still use this as a form of healing that haven't lost that knowledge. The native people in different countries, you see the Aborigines cover themselves with the mud of the earth. This is what they're doing. There's so much healing in the earth itself. But, of course, you can't just go outside and grab mud and put it on your body because you don't know what's been in that. It needs to be tested. So because we've had so much toxins being poured into the earth, whatever they are. But there are clays, healing clays, that we can use to bring about healing for the body. And it's quite incredible.
You know, there's so much to unpack in what you just shared with us. If we go back to the frequency and the impact of sound and how it can heal us, you know, when we look at what's going on today, we think about all the other frequencies that are out there. There is the frequency of the sound that comes from our television sets and our listening devices. There's the frequencies that we swim in every day with routers and modems and 5G towers and 4G towers and all the other things that emit certain kinds of frequencies. So it seems as though what you're suggesting is that we have to do certain things to counteract the negative frequencies that are impacting our body. Secondly, you talked about the idea of bathing in mud. The calcium bentonite, yeah. I think that you mentioned. And I know we have another holistic practitioner on from time to time, Dr. James Brown, and he suggests mm-hmm. that as you transition into seasons, you go through a detoxification, and then at the equinox, you would do a hot salad fast where you're eating foods that have high amounts of sulfur in them and generate heat in your body. And then when you're going into the opposite, the solstices, you do a different kind of fast, which is basically a fast utilizing the juice of oranges and cayenne pepper and spring water or some type of pure water. But when you go into these modes of detoxification or restoring the body, you precede them with a detoxification effort. And he has suggested, I think, magnesium citrate or something that will cleanse out your bowels. Are you suggesting that the calcium bentonite might also be something that you could use to go through detoxification before you proceed to the hot salad fast or the juice fast?
Definitely, but this is something you want to bring into your life on a regular basis. This is something you want to use weekly. Even the liquid bentonite should be used daily. Seriously, is that serious? Because as we discussed before, our bodies are extremely toxic. Not only are we full of toxins, but we have parasitic infections to the nth degree within the body. And this is a huge problem, especially when people have taken that shot. But outside of, you know, if you did or didn't, you need to be detoxing on a regular basis, but you need to be doing something that doesn't just strip the body of the bad things, but also builds the body up. And so that in itself is something that could be very difficult to get a hold of, because usually things do one thing. They either remove all of the toxins and they don't add anything back to the body, or you get things that build the body and that don't really do anything to the toxin, where the calcium bentonite does both. And it is very magical, because even in the studies that have been done on this clay, on this volcanic ash, they cannot describe why the body begins to create what it needs. It brings a state of homeostasis to the body, which brings the body back into harmony when you start taking it. The elements that it gets the body to create are not necessarily within the clay itself, but the clay has a way of activating the body to bring about a balance. Whatever the body is missing, it activates the body to create it. And the things that don't need to be there, it pulls radiation out of the body. I mean, it brings heavy metals out of the body. These are things that are very difficult to get rid of, as well as parasites, viruses, bacteria. It removes all the positive charged energies that are in your body. And most toxins are positively charged. So it's a very highly negative charge. So it has those extra electrons that we need there, and it grabs on to those things. It's like a magnet, and it's a very powerful magnet. And that's why I was telling you, just one tablespoon will attract over 8,100 square feet of toxins.
That is phenomenal. And I really appreciate the fact that you're encouraging us to do detoxification on a regular basis, because, you know, I hear folks talking sometimes and they say, oh, I need to do a liver detox, or, you know, they're approaching the change of seasons. Oh, I need to detoxify going into the season. But in actuality, we should be detoxing regularly. And I mean, you know, a really simple way to do that is just drinking water, you know, and drinking enough water to effectively detoxify your body. But then there are things that you can do in addition to drinking water that can promote detoxification. The other thing I want to point out is just the prevalence of bacteria in our bodies. You know, when we think of bacteria, we sometimes think of a bacteria as being bad, but I think you've pointed out that there's good bacteria and bad bacteria, and you want to take advantage of the good bacteria and do what you can to eliminate the bad. But with that being said, you have to have a certain level of bad bacteria in your body in order for it to function properly.
Well, I want to go back to what you said too about the water, because we've had this discussion before as well. And this is where the shungite can come in at. It's the kind of water that you are putting in your body. Now, I don't want everybody to think that because you say, oh, I don't drink the water out of the faucet, I only drink bottled water, I only drink purified water. You need to be checking that bottled water. You need to be checking the labels, because now they are putting chlorides in the water, They're putting toxins and poisons inside of the so-called purified water, ingredients that are actually ingredients that are in the lethal injection are now being placed in these waters that are marked as purified waters with added minerals. Do not drink those waters with the so-called added minerals to them. And if you're drinking spring water, then you can always order a spring report on the water that you're drinking from the company to see what is exactly in the water. Because in order for them to market as spring water, they're not supposed to be able to put anything in there. But they're really marketing bottled water because they're going after people who are trying to be healthy and drink clean water, and they're adding things to the water, and they're extremely toxic to the body.
Yes.
And so today, again, the water has to be watched.
I just want to make folks aware, and we can name names, and I'm going to name names because I'm not scared about that. But if you're drinking Aquafina, if you're drinking Dasani, you know, you go to hotels, they have events, they come out, they put out the bottled water, it's sitting on the table, and you think, okay, well, it's in a bottle, it's good for me. It's not like drinking out of the tap, just like you said. But when you drink that water, it's potassium chloride, and basically it's just filtered water with additives to it, you know. To get to the shungite.
Potassium chloride, yes, the calcium chloride, the sodium chloride, all those are ingredients in lethal injection.
Yes.
And if I did a dowsing on your body, you would be able to see immediately how it pulls the energy out of your body. Immediately, right in your face. You, before you drink it, I would douse you and you would see the your aura, the field that's around your body. We can literally measure that field with dowsing rods. And then you take a sip of that and you will see the life force be sucked right out of you.
That is just amazing. So with the shungite, we talked about this briefly on the break, but you want to make sure that you get the right shungite. There's something called elite shungite, and I believe that it comes from Russia. Could you talk about what it is and how to use it, where you can source it from?
Now, again, like we were talking about, when people find out that people are buying something, they start selling anything, people are getting charcoal, they're getting all kinds of stuff that's marked as shungite. There are two different types of shungite. There's a regular black shungite, and then there's an elite shungite, and that is more shiny. It has more of a silvery look to it, but it's a black stone, but it's very shiny. And the elite shungite is the one you want to use for your water purification. So this, all of the shungite is only found at this point in time, known on this planet to be found in a place called Kurilia, Russia. And it's a humongous lake that this stone is found in. They think it's a meteorite that hit the earth and left this bed there. But many people now, you can find it in different places. They're selling it. But the point is, you need to be able to source it from some place that you know is legitimate. And there's several different places that I could recommend, but I would say Crystal River Gems is the probably the closest company I know of. They're out of Pittsburgh. You can go online and look them up. It's Crystal River Gems. They carry shungite. They carry the elite shungite. If you want to start doing your water purification with that, then you want to go through them. If you don't want to order it directly from the source there in Kurilia, Russia, which of course we can't now because they have all that stuff being blocked from coming out of Russia. So thank God some of these other companies are carrying it because, you know, we wouldn't be able to get a hold to it. But the shungite is something you want to soak your shungite in water overnight, rinse it off, and then you use those stones. You just place them in a large glass jar, and then you can place your water in there, whether you want to use your water that comes out of your filter or if you want to use faucet water. It absorbs plenty of the toxins. It will clean your water within about, depending on how bad the water is, it can clean it anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes once it's in there, make it drinkable, and it pulls radiation out of the water as well, fluoride, chlorine, And there's many different research papers and videos you can watch on YouTube. People have been testing it. It's been proven. It's really incredible. And, I mean, there's a long history to that, but I would just suggest that people start using shungite to help in their water.
So, Dr. Talbot, you got my wheels turning now because, you know, I have a $4,000 Kangen alkaline machine on the countertop in my kitchen. I haven't been using it because one thing that I have discovered, and I could be wrong about this, but this is just my own due diligence, I found out that it doesn't remove the fluoride from the water. So I go through all this. I spend all that money to get this machine, and I'm still drinking fluoride. But you're suggesting that you purchase this stone and you can basically purify your water overnight, and it's not going to cost you $4,000 to get quality drinking water.
Yes. And then you can also use, I have a filter that removes the fluoride. I think I spent $250 for this, but it's a 4-stage filter. If anybody is interested in looking at some of those, it's a company called Promo Life, which I would definitely tell people just to go onto that website. It's Promo, P-R-O-M-O-L-I-F-E, PromoLife.com. Go and check them out. This is a company I used to 20-something years ago. They used to only sell to doctors and clinics, and you had to have papers in order to order from them, different certifications, but now they sell to the public. And all of their products there are amazing. And people need to become aware of ozone. If you don't know anything about ozone, you need to become aware of ozone. So you can purchase an ozone generator, and I'm not telling you to get it from them, but I'm telling you, you will see they have a lot of ozone products when you get there. You can purchase an ozone generator at $40, $50. And ozone is the most effective way of cleaning your water, cleaning the air in your home. It is profound. So I have a 4-stage water purification system that removes the fluoride. I put that water into a big jar with shungite, and then I ozonate that water. So because the 4-stage water purification system is not removing everything, it's 98% effective if, you know, it's doing its job right. But then I know the shungite is going to get a great deal of whatever else is in there. And then I do know it's going to be clean with the ozone. Mm-hmm. So I might be overdoing it. I might say I'm overdoing it. But once you start drinking that water, you don't want anything else. But what the ozone also does for the body is it oxygenates the body. And this is what we have to realize, that we're under attack. Our ozone layer around the earth is under attack because the ozone purifies the air we breathe. It heals the earth, and your body creates ozone as well. And it does the same thing within the body. So when we are deficient in our ozone layer, then the toxic air, the poisonous air we're breathing, is not being cleaned the way that it should be. And there's good ozone, there's bad ozone. When they call it bad ozone, that's the fog or the smog that's created in cities. And I don't know why they call that ozone, because that's not really the truth of what ozone is. But the good ozone is what we need, and it oxygenates the body. If the body does not have the proper amounts of oxygen, it cannot function at all. No metabolism takes place in the body without oxygen. So when we're walking around with masks on our face, and you're not breathing the air, you're not getting oxygen, you're allowing pathogens to be created in the body, because those things grow where there's a lack of oxygen. And immediately you can be tested to see that your oxygen is reduced when you wear those things over your face. So we have to get the oxygen back in our bodies, or I'm telling you, in another year, within this year, we are going to see some diseases start to spread like crazy, as well as cancer, because cancer thrives in a carbon dioxide environment. So when you're rebreathing your carbon dioxide back in, what are you doing? You're feeding cancerous cells. So that's why cancer is on the rise right now. Over the last 2 years, cancer just sprouted and become this incredible beast that's taking over people. They're going in and they're already at fourth stage of cancer, and they were cancer-free 3 months before that. So it's the things that are going on, and it's the misinformation, the things that people are doing to themselves without knowledge. And this is why I say people have to begin to study. We have to get out of this laziness. We got to study.
Yes, it's vitally important to study. And living in a consumer-based society, you know, we're encouraged to eat and drink so many things that many times are not good for us. And then, you know, there are certain protocols that are put in place that can be potentially injurious to us, but we participate because we're being told that that's what we have to do, even though it may not always be in our best interest. So it is vitally important that you educate yourself on the things that you can do to promote and create healing in your body. One other thing about the Shungite stone, I was doing some research on it the other day, and they were also suggesting that it can remove negativity from you if you just keep it in close proximity to you. So they are suggesting that perhaps you wear a pendant or something that has Shungite in it. Could you elaborate on the potential there?
That is a carbon-based stone. It's almost 100% carbon. That's why they don't believe it came from the earth. The carbon is a powerful attractor of, again, the positive ions. It removes that, what we call negative energy, which would be a positive ion-charged atom, okay? So when we take the Shungite water into our bodies, it's doing the exact same thing. It's removing that negative energy from us. And wearing it on your body, it also helps repel radiation, and that's a really good thing. They have the different towers or pyramids made of Shungite as well that you can put around throughout your house, near your routers, near your modem, near your computer, and it helps to reduce the radiation. And again, it's a long story, the Shungite and how it was discovered, but I guess for the world, how it was discovered more for the outside world. But it has everything to do with the Chernobyl leak that happened back in the 80s. And they found that people who lived in the area, some people were completely, you know, killed, destroyed, melted down literally from the uranium that got free from Chernobyl. And then other people who lived in the area had no effect on them. And they couldn't understand what happened. And so this was a study that was done. And several people have told me they can't find it anywhere. Well, I'm not surprised. You can't. But there was a big, I was a part of a different group. This was years ago. And I actually have a video still on the lecture that was done with this group. It was out of Europe, a European company, and they sent in all these scientists, and they developed a water purification system with the Shungite in it, and it was all based on the fact of the findings of the people who did not get affected from the meltdown. It was because they were drinking the water from the lake that was full of Shungite, and so that's how they found it, and it was really by accident how they found it, and it's the certain degree or angle of the hydrogen that's actually in the water that's formed from Shungite. So it becomes very deep, you know, physics type of study, but you can go and look, and you might have to really look hard if you're online looking, because they've wiped a whole lot of stuff out, but it's there. The research is there. And another thing I want to say, you were talking about your Kunjan water machine, and I don't want to badmouth Kunjan at all because they have a great product, and many people have come out with different types. But I do want to warn people about alkaline water, because a lot of people are starting to drink very high alkaline water, and this is creating a problem. I'm seeing this. Many other naturopaths are seeing this as well, that people are drinking too high of alkaline water. First of all, your body can't be too acidic, and it can't be too alkaline. It has to find this very wonderful balance in between. And the blood needs to be somewhere between 7.3, 7.5 in alkalinity. And the body goes through a lot of changes to get you there, mainly pulling the calcium out of your bones if you're too acidic. And so that's why you can see when someone is being exposed to radiation, their bones get weak right away because the body is pulling calcium from the bones to alkalize the blood, because you would die if the blood goes too acidic. But people are drinking this high alkaline, which is also dangerous, and it's causing a lot of digestive issues, gallbladder issues, because the stomach needs to be acidic, not alkaline. There's different parts of the body that have to have different levels of acidity and different levels of alkalinity. And so when you start drinking high alkaline waters, the 10.0 waters, your water really shouldn't be more than 8.0, 8.5 at the highest for the alkaline water. And then you don't need to be drinking that all day, every day. Okay, that should be like once a day, a glass of that, twice a day maybe. And then bring that in into your diet. Get your alkalinity through your fruits and vegetables.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up. We have to go to a break, so we're going to talk a bit more about this when we come back. And then I also want to jump into Scalar Light, because I don't want to let that escape us as we have this conversation. You're listening to 360 Info Network on AM 1490 WERE with Hamtonio and Vince Robinson. Our guest this morning is Dr. Trinace Talbert, author of Doors of Light, The Awakening Has Begun. We will be back with more 360 Info Network after this. Welcome back to 360 Info Network with your hosts, Hamtonio and Vince Robinson. Our guest this morning is Dr. Trinace Talbert, and we are definitely being schooled this morning. We have learned about how frequency can affect your body, both good and bad, and we've also gotten a treatise on water, what kinds of water are good, what kinds of water aren't good, and what kinds of water you should be drinking. So we're going to get back into it, but Brother Hamtonio has been sitting patiently on the sidelines. I think he has a few questions that he wants to ask. So we're going to invite Brother Hamtonio to join us in this conversation. And, bruh, what you got?
Yeah, just basically listening and, evaluating and thinking. You know, this is just a testament to, you know, for everybody to know that we have to really do our own due diligence when it's come to health. Because just look around you. You can see all the pathology that is around you. Hospitals is building on new wings, and you know the field is booming. So that should be an indication to us that you know we may not be doing the right thing, and so we have to take it into our own account to really do some research into things like this. And I also wanted to just comment on this whole oxygen and air piece and things like that. Now God gave, you know, this is some natural things, you know, when you're dealing with air and water and oxygen, those are some of the natural elements that the Creator has given you to work with. And we have gotten so off track and far to what, you know, left to the right or whatever, of just some of the basic things, you know, that the Creator has given us to deal with our issues. And we have let the system just take us so far off course from some of the just basic things, you know, of getting good water. And we still here having a debate in 2022 on what's good water, you know, and that's a shame. And that is a shame. And we definitely have to do better, you know, and understand that we got to really just take it in account and do our own research, man. And because if we keep leaving it to their hands, we all going to end up in the hospital and barely make 50 years old. I'm done.
Okay. All right. Dr. Talbert, I wanted to get into your specific practice because I want folks to know what would happen, you know, what they can look forward to if they decide to visit with you. So what kinds of things are you able to do, and how does that picture look?
Well, again, I'd like to know what the person is looking to do with themselves. I'm real particular about who I work with. I don't work with people who are looking for a magic pill or looking for you to do everything for them, because this, as Hamtonio just said, we need to be the ones who figure it out. Really, I'm here to help you. Whatever it is that you're trying to do and you don't know how to do it, when you're trying to get your health back, you're trying to, you know, release some negative energies, whatever they are, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, and all of those things play into your health. So if you're dealing with depression, it's going to affect you physically. If you're dealing with anger issues, it's going to affect you physically. We have to release all of that negative energy. And I'm here to help you. You can check me out online. You can go to heal.me and look up my practice there on heal.me. I have more of description there for each modality that I offer. But I do offer people an opportunity to take their power back, to regain their health, to be empowered by knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. You can visit us at awakenthehealing.com. We also offer natural healing classes online. So no matter where you are, you can do them on your own time. And they're very affordable classes. I'm not asking for tons of money. I just want people to value the information. So there is an energy exchange, but it's very minute compared to the information that you're going to get. And I really encourage people to start taking those natural healing classes because you will be amazed at how much information you learn in a very short period of time. You also get free ebooks with each class. And I spend a lot of time writing those ebooks, and they're not just cute little quick pages. They're in depth. Each page is filled with information, references, and all that sort of thing. So I encourage people to study, because if you're not increasing your knowledge, then you're just bait. You know, you're prime bait for all of these very sick, you know, suggestions they have for you to do out here, and they really will make you sick. So I want people to be empowered and to take their life back. And all our answers are here.
Let me just jump in one quick second. I'm gonna put you on the spot there. Just a quick question, statement, and see how you feel about it. You know, is this purposeful? You know, the direction they're taking as far as food, you know, all the things that they, you know, do they know this? You know, this is creating the wreaking this kind of havoc, even with the cesspool of these frequencies that we're being inundated with in our houses and all around us. Is it this purposeful?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're making a lot of money. Just follow the money and you can see how purposeful it is and how far they plan out for things. They've even shut all of the animals up, the livestock, with these vaccines. So they're making sure that if you're still eating meat, then you're going to get that stuff in you. If you don't go get the shot, you're going to get
one way or another.
Yes, one way or the other. Definitely.
Yeah, I think that really is a crux of the issue. And we alluded to it earlier in the broadcast, but there are just so many different things coming at us from so many different angles. And I know folks want to bring up the whole idea of conspiracy theory and, you know, well, it couldn't possibly be true. This is coming out of left field, whatever, whatever. But as you look at the past 2 years and things that were described as conspiracy theories that have borne out to be conspiracy realities, reality is that we are under attack physically, mentally, and spiritually. And if we don't do anything about this attack, then we will succumb to the attack. So it's not the kind of thing that you have to just take lying down. You just have to be intentional about doing other things. You can sit in front of a television set from the time you wake up in the morning until the time that you go to bed at night and be given so much information and so many suggestions, or you can turn that thing off and open up a book, or you can go online. You could take advantage of an ebook such as the one that she's alluded to or the ones that she's alluded to and get some information that will be positive to you. So we just want to endorse the fact that there are things that you can do on your own, but you can't do them if you don't take the initiative to say, What do I need to know? How can I find out? And who should I contact? And I just want to say that Dr. Talbert is one of those folks that you can reach out to. We want to continue these conversations. We want to bring this information to you as a listening audience and as a viewing audience as well. So I'd like to invite Dr. Talbert to join me online at a future point in time. And perhaps not only can we talk about these things, but we'll also do some screen sharing and we can show you some things that you can look at and make you available, make you, you know, you can avail yourself to the resources that she has to offer. So with that, I'd like to thank you for joining us on 360 Info Network this morning, Dr. Talbert.
Thank you so much for having me back. I love you guys. I love you.
Yes, and I'm telling you, she dropped so much on us. I'm going to have to listen to this broadcast again just so I can take note of the things that you offered, including promolife.com. You talked about Crystal River Gyms. That's a place where you can get the shungite from. Heal.me is where you can find her, and you can also go to awakenthehealing.com as well to connect with her and see her online presence and take advantage of the classes that she has to offer. So once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks to our engineer for making us sound good today. We appreciate you, and thank you for listening. Know yourself, love yourself, be yourself. Make a great day, Cleveland. Peace.